None but the hungry heart. 8-9. Rest via struggle. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Hard as it is for the believer to finally come to rest concerning his spiritual birth, it seems to be even more difficult for him to simply rest in the Lord Jesus for his life and service. There are two stages in the Christian life. The one in which, after conversion, a believer seeks to work what God would have him do. The second, in which after many a painful failure, he ceases from his works and enters the rest of God, there to find the power for work in allowing the Father to work in him. It is this rest from their own work which many Christians cannot understand. They think of it as a state of passive and selfish enjoyment, of still contemplation, which leads to the neglect of the duties of life and unfits us for that watchfulness and warfare to which Scripture calls. What an entire misunderstanding of God's call to rest! Truly to rest in God is to yield oneself up to the highest activity. We work because he worketh in us both to will and to do. As Paul says of himself, I labour, striving according to his working, who worketh in me with might. Colossians 1:29. Entering the rest of God is the ceasing from self-effort and the yielding of one's self in the full surrender of faith to God's working. Not only does the Lord Jesus live in us, but he becomes the motivating object of our life as Christians. The Lord is no longer our motive or rule of life. It is entirely displaced by a person. And that person, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Henceforth, the soul has a new centre and source. It is no longer self-centred, but Christ-centred. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11:29.